In the case here, so Rabbi Bachar going on the Chusayama, he finds the wave is gaiva, and he's only, what was the lashon? He was going pamachas, right? He was zimna chada v'zilna b'orcha, which the Goyen said it's the first time he's going in the Derech of Torah. He finally got a good inspiration, he was like he had a good Shavuos night learning, and now he's pumped. Wow, 5 hours in a row. Wow, I'm excited. But now the guy gets hold of him. He leads him up to the stars. Why? Because it's tzaddikim or kichich be'ashamayim. He all of a sudden thinks he's a tzaddik. He's mamash from the greatest tzaddikim, and he even thinks that he's on the field of 40 pounds or whatever of mustard seed. What does it mean, 40 pounds of mustard seed? So we explain. The 40 is like a mikvah. It's a certain shlemus. And the mikvah is matar and Torah is matar. And he thinks he already got the level that Torah is matar. What is it to do with mustard seed? Mustard is very bitter. Mustard seed is very bitter. But how do you make it sweet? To crush it. So the Tzahar of a person is bitter. But for care, you crush it, you could use it as a tavlin for other things. Now that you've crushed the mustard seed down, you could use it as a spice and make everything else taste good. Put it on your hot dog. This is unbelievable. So the Yetzirah is the same way. But you can't just... So he says, what is it? So he said, this guy's already in Gaiva land. He thinks that he already crushed the Yetzirah. And he's now... already where the Torah is Matarim, with the 40 saw, and the 40 saw of the Torah is Matarim, and he crushed the mustard seed down, and it became sweet, and he crushed the Yitzhara, and now he's a tzaddik. And he got to the point, so much gaiva, that if he would have gotten a little bit higher, he would have touched the star and gotten burnt. So if the guy, that means the gaiva would have led him to kaas. And the meat of kaas is the tip of gaiva. Okay? Now he's up there, and he hears Rama got the Rami less like gala kalal chaverta, and he hears, so one gal is saying to the one coming up. In other words, the koyach of gaiva is saying to the next koyach of the yitzhar behind him. Hey, you gaiva, did you leave anything for me to destroy? So literally meant that one wave was destroying the land, and the wave coming behind is like, there's nothing left for me to destroy. Hey. So in other words, gaiva is so strong, right? Gaiva is so strong that anything behind it is like, hey, there's nothing left. Okay? So at this point, we're left with the question. At this point of the story, we're left with the question. How do you control gaiva then? It's such a hard nisayon, it's such a difficult nisayon that how do you control it now? Right? A little bit of, you did one mitzvah and all of a sudden, bam, your gaiva took total control of you, and you're all the way in the stars, and the kaas is coming after you. Like, what's going on? How do you control this? So what did the wave tell back to the next one? So there's one thing that controls me, the sand. The sand doesn't let me go move further. What's sand made of? Little tiny grains. So how, think about it. How does all those little grains of sand hold back the waves of the water? Turns out because there's many of them, right? So zok the amalei, puk chazi gavorta demarach. Go see the greatness of Hashem. That fuel kam ole chuta dechalo v'loi avar. The Yabasha never moves. And what's made out of sand? Sand is nothing. Go try to build a house on sand. It falls apart. Sand is the weakest of all materials. Can't do anything on sand. And yet, sand is what holds back the water. Gvul samli Yabasha, right? So, what's he saying with the sand? What's the shtick with the sand? So he says, The tzaddik are nimshal l'chol, like it says, asafrei mechol yirbun. Ella elu masim ma'isim shel tzaddikim she asafrei mechol yirbun. B'kal choymer. Okay, so basically, it's the sand. No, that's the ma'is of tzaddikim. So he explains a little bit further. He says like this: the Goyin says that the idea is that you know how. The Gemara says that in the Asid Lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Yetzirah out, and he's going to show it to the Tzaddikim, to the Rishonim, ve'elu ve'elu boichim, ve'nidma lehem kachot ha'saira. And it says, Tzaddikim nidma lehem kachot ha'saira. The opposite. The Tzaddikim is going to be nidma lehem kahar, and the Rishonim is going to be nidma lehem kachot ha'saira. So, right? So, you know, the Rosh is going to see his Yitzhar. It was only the size of the Chut HaSaira. The Tzaddikim are going to see the Yitzhar. It was like a mountain. Now, normally, it's the opposite. Right. So, why is the Yitzhar of the Tzaddik a mountain and the Yitzhar of the Rosh only a Chut HaSaira? Because originally, each challenge of the Yitzhar is one little Chut. One little very thin challenge. The Russia never even overcame that challenge. So he's still fighting that little challenge. And that's getting him every time. It's getting him every time. The Tzaddik overcame that one. Now came another one. He overcame that one. Now came another one. He overcame that one. So his Yitzhar was like a har, because all the Chutei Sirus and all the little Chutim that he conquered over his whole life are building himself up to the point that now it is like a har. His challenge is every time it gets harder and harder, but it started off as a Chut HaSaira. Says the Goyin, that's the thing with the Choyl also. He says that the way you beat this Yitzhara is with the sand. What's the symbolism of the sand? One grain of sand doesn't do it. But the sand, when it's a lot of them, and it doesn't budge. The point is that the Tzaddik, the way you beat this Yitzhara on Gaiva, is right in the beginning, right in the beginning. When it's first coming, don't let him get a hold of you. That if a person thinks, you know what? Just one time. That just one time is the end. Because now you've let the water, you open up the dam. The water of the wave is, you opened up the dam, it's going to come over and take over the whole world. Like we started off the whole shir. Oceans take over wherever you put them. Hashem made a gvul liyam. What's the goal? One little chut, one little piece of sand. You put one sand there, you put another one, you put another, then the water can't penetrate past. You take it away, now the water will go wherever you take it. So the Zok the Goyim, what he's telling me is that Hashem made a system. The Yitzhar is very conquerable. You need Siyata Dishmaya, but it's very conquerable. You have to conquer it immediately before it gets difficult. And you put one piece of sand there, then you put another piece of sand, then you never budge. But the biggest challenge is what people say is, this just one time. Just one more. Like if Dessa has the whole shmooz, he says, how did the guy who decided that he's not going to smoke anymore, so why for the last 20 years is he still smoking? Well, bad time I stopped. I'm doing one more. Right? Yeah, I'm not smoking. It's just one more. What's I going to do? So, and then after coffee, just one more. And so the leaving the crack in the door for the Yitzhara, then that's the beginning of the end. So now is the whole story. The Yam is coming, and it's the beginning. You just did this first mitzvah, and now you're feeling it. You're feeling the Gaiva coming, and you're about to hit the Kas. You're like, it's taking over. So the guy's asking you, is there any way to beat this, or are you just going to take over the whole world? The guy behind him, it's like, buddy, this guy was not looking too good. By the time is what's going to stop this? It's just you just went in one mitzvah. You're at the very beginning of your whole process, and it's already getting you. So what's going to do it? What's going to stop you? So the guy says back, there's one thing that can stop me: the power of the sand. The power of the sand is the power of winning one challenge at a time. It's the power of not letting it penetrate even one drop. The sand never moves. It doesn't like say, well, you know what, ocean? Yeah, you keep on banging me. You keep on hitting me at the high tide. You're hitting me and hitting me. You know what? I'll back off a little bit. You know why? Because you back off a little bit, it's going to hit you there too. It's never, you're never going to back off. And you know what? It's starting to hurt, all this water hitting me all the time. Let me just move back a little bit. You hit down and leave me alone. No, because the sand moves back a little bit. Guess what? The water's going to hit it, follow in there. Just get in there. So the only way the sand holds its own is that it keeps on getting hit, but it doesn't budge. And then you put one piece of sand there and another one and another one. And eventually the sand is strong enough to fight back against the water. And that's the Maaseh HaTzaddikim. That's the going says, that's the pshat why Chol is like Maaseh HaTzaddikim. So he says, Umah Chol, Shemuat, Megin al Hayam. This is the bottom of page Zion, beautiful Lashon here. He says, Ella Elu Maasim Shal Tzaddikim, Sheesaprei Mechol Yirbun, that they're like sand. Bekal v'choymer, Umah Chol, Shemuat, Megan al Hayam, just like chol, little pieces, as what's Megan on the Yam, Ma'aseim shel tzadikim she'em merubin, Ma'aseim shel tzadikim achas kama v'kama she'meginim aleim, achas kama v'kama that they can work like the sand. Ba'omer b'sukkah ma'abasi yeitzahara b'tchilo doyme l'chot shel buchya, u'vasoiv doyme ka'avoyis ha'agala. And the yeitzahara starts off as a thin little thing. It's like a buchya, it's like a spider web, it's nothing. It's only at the end. You let it take hold of you. It becomes a thick rope, like a voice of the Agala. Aval tzaddikim einam manichim lehispatois me'hayetzer afilu kechot. The tzaddikim don't allow the yetzer to take hold of them, even like a chot, even like a little string. Va'omru yetzer shalom nizgarvav b'chol yoyim. The yetzer is going to keep on coming. Kadosh Baruch Hu Israel, and that's the gevurtech demara. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you, but it will help you as long as you don't budge. So this is the biggest, the going to tell us a very big secret here. The secret to any success is you cannot budge your priorities and your standards. You can't say, well, just this once, right? Just this once, like my Rebbe said, he told someone when they were doing construction on their house. So he says, there's three words that when you're building your house, just make sure you don't use these three words. May as well. Right? Because one thing, what's the big deal? I may as well do that, I may as well do this. By the time you're done, in the dark safe. So it's the same thing. You tell the Yitzhara, yeah, okay, look, one more time, Nishkafelach. That's the beginning of the end, and that's the secret of the yam and the sand. Okay? So that's this mice over here. Hey, we'll continue tomorrow, Mrs. Hashem. Shkoyach, everybody.
Okay, good night. Good
Good
night.
night, Shkoyach.